Good morning. Welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host. That was Michaela Davis with Looking Through Rose-Colored Glasses. And joining us now live on the telephone is our weekly Wednesday guest, the General Manager of Northern and Southern Dutchess News and the Beacon Free Press, Curtis Schmidt. Good morning, Curtis.
Good morning, Rick. Wow. And I'm looking through blue-colored glasses.
No. Oh, very nice.
No, that's okay. The blue tint in the glasses helps your eye muscles relax when you do computer work.
Fantastic. We love that.
Yeah.
Blue tint.
Yeah, we love that. Yeah. So, yeah, this is a beautiful morning, the kind we live for here in the Hudson Valley.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I need days like this all the time, right? Yeah.
No chance.
And I hope it's going to be this nice this weekend.
Yeah.
Because we have a lot going on this weekend.
All right.
A lot outdoors, too, yeah. And I'm going to get started with the fifth annual Clinton Community Day for the town and area of Clinton, a little bit north of Pleasant Valley, Salt Point Turnpike, and further north, even up to Schultzville. they're having their fifth, like I said, Clinton Community Day. This is going to be Saturday, June 6th, 11 to 5, at the Creek Meeting House area on Salt Point Turnpike. This year's theme is Hometown Heroes, as Clinton will honor military veterans with a special Wall of Remembrance. The former town supervisor for 22 years, Raymond Oberle, he is the Grand Marshal of the parade, and that starts about 5 o'clock around the Creek Meeting House on Salt Point Turnpike. So get out there, enjoy that, all kinds of activities for the kids, BB the Clown, bounce houses, all kinds of things, and foods, obviously.
Yeah.
So.
We got crafts.
And,
yeah.
And then we have a crafts festival the same day.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for a unique art and shopping experience, then don't miss out on the region's most anticipated event.
Come on. Well, that's not supposed to happen. And we'll get Curtis back on the line. So just hang on. Don't go nowhere. Here's Dion. 98.1 KZE, the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host. And now back on the telephone, I hope, is our friend and guest and manager of Northern and Southern Dutchess News and the Beacon Free Press, Curtis Schmidt. Hi, welcome back.
Welcome back, and here we are. There we go. Before I was interrupted there, we were talking about the Rhinebeck Crafts Festival.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you remember that.
Yeah, it's coming up. June 6th and 7th. Yeah.
Right. June 6th and 7th at the Dutchess County Fairgrounds in Rhinebeck. Show hours are Saturday 10 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. This is an experience of all things handmade, and that includes contemporary craft and art, gourmet specialty foods, tasting from Hudson Valley distilleries and wineries, craft demonstrations, and family activities. So get out and enjoy that. That's at the Dutchess County Fairgrounds both Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
And if you're into farm markets, and aren't we all?
You mean food?
Yeah.
I'm into
farm markets. Well, and farm markets have really taken on more of a all-around type variety flair.
Exactly. Food. We got it.
Food and more, food and more, even crafts. They're like a mini market.
Yeah.
And every town in the Hudson Valley has one or two, and they all pretty much starting this weekend or this time. And, from Rhinebeck to Hyde Park to whatever, we're highlighting the Hyde Park Farmers Market. They've been around since 2003. They're members of the Hyde Park Chamber of Commerce. They are opening in the, they're in the lot across the highway, across Route 9 from the Hyde Park Town Hall. This is Saturday, June 6th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. You have all, like I said, they're a tradition rooted in community since 2003. Each week, the market has, all kinds of food, like local produce, meat, eggs, baked goods, vegetables, all the things from the farmers and makers, so check out the artwork. And then we also, in the Northern Dutchess, we have a listing. of all the area farm markets, you know, the times and the places. So check that out.
Cool.
Northern Dutchess News. We need to talk a little bit about the Hudson Valley Renegades,
sports,
our minor league baseball team. They had some wild comebacks. They were and great games. They were playing the Bowling Green Hot Rods. Mm. They are the hottest team in the league. Mm. They've got like 35 wins and only 10 or 12 losses.
Wow.
And they took 4 games from the Renegades. And these were wild games. You know, the Renegades, they started out really losing on Sunday, but they ended up winning it 9-7.
Wow.
But then they lost 13-10. They lost 10-6.
Wow.
Great performances by Core Jackson and Eric Genther, the catcher, Emmanuel Tejeda. They all had home runs and, you know, great hits and everything. But the Renegades are 23-28 on the losing end so far. They need to come back. They're playing the ferocious Frederick Keys in Maryland this week, and they lost last night 7-3.
What place are the Raccoons in now?
Oh, they're like in third place in their division, 23 wins and 28 losses. They have some, you know, that's some great games, but they, you know, got started winning great and then all of a sudden losing 13-10.
Mm.
Yeah. So, anyway, enough. And like I said, they're on the road this week, back in town next week, but they're playing down in Maryland. At Frederick, Maryland, playing the Frederick Keys at NYMEO Field, NEMO Field.
All right. Well, good luck, Raccoons, the Renegades. Yeah. And now tell me about another party in Beacon.
Yeah, right. There's a lot going on this weekend. So if you're down south in Beacon this Saturday, it's time for Eat, Drink, Beacon.
Huh.
It's like simple. You sample. You stroll along Main Street in Beacon for 1 mile. It's like a food crawl, okay?
Cool.
This runs from 3 to 7 p.m. on Saturday. This is the fifth year of the annual culinary crawl, which will feature 20-plus restaurants, businesses, specialty shops, from, like I said, from 3 to 7 on Saturday. There, Sheila Carnahan, their director, says, we have a great new lineup, 6 new stops. Again, the organizers have said this is how the event will work. Attendees will check in at a designated check-in location, receive a wristband, an official Eat, Drink, Beacon map, and then you have the opportunity to take a self-guided tour, adventure down Main Street in Beacon.
How cool.
How cool, yeah. So that's going on Saturday. We're also honoring, while we're in Beacon, we're going to honor the ARF, Animal Rescue Foundation, ARF, in Beacon. They're celebrating their 40th year. The board president is Dave Roca. He has been with the ARF for 2 years. Stepped into the board role of board president in September 2025. ARF was founded by local resident Barbara Shea in 1986 and her husband Dick Shea, who worked for the Beacon Free Press.
Wow.
And you know, they suggested to Shea that they start a shelter for animals. So the property of ARF is still located on Simmons Lane in the city of Beacon.
Cool.
So that's going on. My last item is a great fun one. Try this out.
All right.
We have burlesque at the Stissing Center in Pine Plain.
Huh.
This is a joyful, they're back for their second year. This is the, it's a joyful adults night only on June 6th. That's Saturday.
So like what goes on at this event?
Okay, it's a basically adult evening of humor, glamour, comedy, striptease, and unexpected theatrical delight with the Round Top Burlesque Review.
Huh.
Like I said, it's back for a second year. It's going to feature burlesque stars, including the great Wilfredo, and performers Evil Hate Monkey, Gigi Bonbon, Jin Minsky, Kyla and Mr. Gorgeous. So, it's a their director says Patrick Tretanero. He says the event is a joyful celebration of performance, humor, and naughty surprise. Mm. And we can't wait to share a night that is glamorous as it is delightfully offbeat. So if you're into that, go for it. We have everything here in the Hudson Valley.
Yeah, yeah. Kyla and Mr. Gorgeous.
Yeah. And Gigi Bon Bon. Don't forget Gigi Bon Bon. And Evil Hate Monkey. So we have pictures in the papers. Check it out.
Of Evil Hate Monkey?
Yep.
Okay.
I'll send you the picture.
All right. Thank you. Curtis Schmidt, our guest every Wednesday at about 9:08 here on the Up and Running Morning Show. It's a pleasure to have you, Curtis, as always. I don't know what happened with the technology, but we got through it so far.
Hey.
So thank you for being patient.
Hey, that's okay.
All right.
That's what we do. This is live radio.
Yeah, live entertainment. So doesn't get more fun.
Live entertainment. Yeah. So that's great. And like I said, there's tons of stuff going on this weekend. Get out there. The weather should be good. Hope it's like today.
Yeah.
And
it's going to be hot.
Like I said, you got parades. Oh, and check it out online, sduchessnews.com.
There you go.
Click on the paper of your choice. Looks just like the regular newspaper. You can read all about it, even blow up the type if you want to.
All right.
And enjoy.
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Curtis, we'll check in with you next Wednesday, and I think I'll hit the people with a commercial about the Stissing Center. So have a great day, Curtis. All the best. Is he there? Bye, Curtis.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, take care. Best to all the KZ listeners. Yes.
Thank you. 98.1 KZE. We'll be right back.